The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have over here the Mishnah of Isha Shemeres Nitmeisu Ani. So the Mishnah Rishayna tells us that when a woman says Nitmeisu Ani, she's Nemon to ask herself al Bailo. The Mishnah Achroyna argued, and this is the Halacha L'maisa, the way it's passed in Shulchan Aruch, a woman who says Nitmeis Ani, a woman who says that she was Mizana, the halach is that she is not Nemon. The question of why there should be an Nemonus and why there should not be an Nemonus, my Meikor, my Kosova, what was the Mishnah Rishayna, what was the Mishnah Achroyna, and why, if each reason is true, why the Mishnah, the other Mishnah, held not that way, is a subject of much discussion in the Rishayim and the Gedalah Achroyim. So we're going to try to open up some of the basics of the sugya. Yitz Hashem, the next year we'll see maybe how some of these factors halacha lemaisa. The Rishayim introduced a concept called Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura, which is a concept that we find that whenever a person assers himself, he's Nemon, even though normally as a general rule to asser an Isha Labailo would take two edim. If an Erechel comes to Bezdin, it says that a woman was Mizana, and Eshazir, she's Asura Labailo, Talochas is not Nemon. Even though Isurim, Erechel is Nemon, Dovish Be'erva, only two edim are Nemon. However, there's a din of Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura, the person himself is Nemon above and beyond the Gdorim of Edus. Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura. What is the nature of Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura? Why would a person be Nemon on himself? Why should he be Nemon on himself more than Edim? One Ed would not be Nemon. Why is he Nemon on himself? So there's a famous Lashon of a Tshuvas Marit that the Achronim bring extensively. The Tshuvas Marit says it's Midin Neder. By the way, this would explain Al Derech HaPashut why this is the finale of Maseches Nedarim, is because the Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura, which is the subject Mishnah Rishayna, we'll discuss why Mishnah Rishayna held the Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura, and a woman can ask herself in the Bailo. Mishnah Achronim disputed that and held that in this case there is no Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura, but if it's a subject of Hilchas Nedarim, then we understand why it's a Hemshich, why it's the end of our Masechet. If not, it's a little bit hard to understand why it was put here. You have to say it's Dvarim Shebeinoyu Beino. This is the finale of the ways that the two of them can go back and forth in control of their relationship. Dvarim Shebeinoyu Beino. This Mishnah is a natural finale of that area of Halacha. Which is why Nedarim is in say the Noshim in the first place, because a lot of Maseches Nedarim has to do with the domain, with the Bailus, or the jurisdiction of an Isha Labailu. In any case, Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura, the Ma'arit says, Midin Neder, Kilu, when she says that she's Asura, Be'etzem, we don't believe her, but all there is a Neder. The Neder, the other Achronim bring this, and they argue with this vehemently. It's just a neder. What happened to Hatoros Nedarim? What happened to Haforos Nedarim? It's Mashma in the Sugis and Shas that she is Nemon. So what's well known is the Truma Sakri, let's say in Cheshimish but Tzimin Al, Truma Sakri, the brother of the Ketzai, says, look, he says that there's a Svara here that the Torah recognizes each person as the final Pesach, so to speak, on their own domain. Where a person is, where something is his, or where it's his own personal status, there Chazal understood that the Torah decided the halachic status of each person, of each thing, depending on what the Bailam has to say. When a person decides for himself that he's also, maybe we don't believe him. As a matter of historical record, maybe we don't believe him or her that they have a specific din that they are claiming. However, since they are the ones who said it, so the Chazal understood that Ratzon HaTorah is that we have to go with that in terms of forming a position on what on the do's and don'ts practically regarding this person, regarding this thing. That's the way the Truma Sakri understands it, which means that it's not Nemonus, but similar to Nemonus. The Ketzos goes one step further. The Ketzos, a famous Ketzos in Lamed Dal, compares the din of Shavya Nafshi Chatiha Di Yisura to Hoidos Baldin. Hoidos Baldin, the halacha is that if Reuven says that he owes Shimon $100, even though there's no edim against Reuven, but Reuven says himself, once he admits it, in a manner that we see that he really meant it, he's not just saying it, But he's really saying that he owes Shimon $100. He's Nemon Mamish, Kohidos, Baldin Kime Eidum Domi. As if Eidu said in Bezin against him that he owes money. That means that now for us, it's a historical fact that he owes $100 to Shimon. Later on, he could be Chayzer. But right now, he said that he owes Shimon $100. He owes Shimon $100. We accept that as fact. Now, it happens to be that the Ktois himself is coming to be Chaylik on a Baldover. In Hoidos Baldin, that's the famous Truvus Mari Ben Leib. When Mari Ben Leib says also that Hoidos Baldin, well, he's Nemon. What is he? Aidim. He's saying on himself, Hoidos Baldin, why should be Nemon? So the Mari Ben Leib says over there also, Enochanami, he says he's talking about Nemon. But the person created new his chayvus. It says if he's creating a debt where historically we don't know if there is a debt. Still, we accept in halacha that the debt that he creates is created. Is he Nemon? Mayor Ben Leib says no. The Ktoi says yes. Hoidos Baldin b'machum she'enechav l'acherim is Nemon. He's Nemon Gomer. Akan divrei Ktoi. The Ktoi says that's the pshat also. In Shavi Anav she'chatiche di Yisura, a person legabe himself is Nemon Gomer. Is a Nemon Gomer in, to say what his personal status is in Aloch. He's Nemon. We believe him as if to say. So that's the etzim din of Shavi Anafshe. Now, why Shavi Anafshe should not work in our din, that's what we're going to discuss now, but the understanding of what Shavi Anafshe is going to factor significantly in understanding the back and forth of Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achron. What's Takam Pshat? Mishnah Achron holds, Mishnah Rishon and Pashas held, the Shavi Anafshe Chatiha Di Sura, a woman says she's Asura Labailo, she's Nemenes, she decided her own status. Similar to Marshall, when a woman says that she's Pirsa Nida. A woman says that she saw Daf. She's Nemon, right? Otherwise, Jewish family life wouldn't be. If he would have to be the one to decide that she saw Daf, she says that she saw Daf on her begodim coming out of her goop. She says that she saw Daf. She's Nemon. What's that din? Shavi Anav Shechatiri Desur. We'll discuss him in Tzeshem soon. What happens if Shavi Anav Shechatiri Desur is in a place, in a situation where it's not mistaber? Whether that would take away from Shavi Anafshe is a separate discussion. Let's leave that aside for now. But like I mean, neither. It's important to point out you have the same thing. A woman says 31, 32 days, 28, 29 days after she had a period that she saw Dam again. Nope. Milsa de Mistab, it's more or less consistent with the cycle. A woman says 7 days after, 3 days after she went to the mikveh, that she's Nitmesa. That she saw Dam. It's not Mistabber that she had a period on day number 15, 16 after her last period. What happens if we know that the couple is fighting, they're in marriage therapy, and she doesn't want to be intimate with him, and because of that, she says, is there a svara to say against the Shavi Anafshe? Let's leave that aside for now. It's quite a serious issue in Halacha Lamaisa. Let's leave that aside for now. As far as the Shavi Anafshe Chatiha D'Isura of a woman saying that Tmeisa, that she was Zinsa, so we have like this. Let's remember that the Gemara by us goes through a discussion, and the Gemara says that the Mishnah is talking about an Eishes Koyin, because it said that he gives her a Ksuba, and the Halacha is that if a woman was Nemon that she was Mizana, she would lose her Ksuba. Even if we say she's not Nemenes, but maybe she would lose her Ksuba also. So why over here now Mishnah is it Mashma that she does get a Ksuba? So the Gemara explains that we're talking about an Eishes Koyin. We're not talking over here that she was Zinsa Birotso. We're talking about that she was Nensa. She was forced. She was forced. So her husband has to divorce her. A Kohen is not allowed to live with his wife if she was Nensa. She was Nevelas Birotso. However, he has to give her a Ksuba. It's not her fault. She does not forfeit her Ksuba. In that case, the Re'en, the Rosh, and the Taisvis, I'm sorry, the Taisvis explains B'Shem, the Re'en, Rishon, in other places, bring it, the Re'en, the Talmud of the Bali Taisus explains a tremendous chiddush why there is no Shavi Anafshe according to Mishnah Achren. And he explains that since we're talking about the Issa of an Eishes Koyin Labailo, there's no erva called Eishes Koyin Labailo, which is not a soita. Soita is an erva that's for the husband and for the wife. Here we're talking about an Issa that he has, without him being a Koyin, he's not allowed to live with his wife if she was Nensa be Issa. However, she's not Asura. There's nothing wrong with her. The problem is that for his status, his Kedusha Yisera of Kohuna, he is Mechuyiv to step up his relations, and he's Mechuyiv to not live with her if she was Nensa. It's an Issa on him, not an Issa on her. How could she be Nemenes to define an Issa which is him? It's not her din, it's his din. The person's not Nemen on somebody else's din. That's the basic thrust of what Tosfos says b'shem d'rein. It's a surprising chiddush, and zechor also connected to Gemara. The sugi in Ksuvos Dav Chov Gimel says barichus that Yishus Nemen is to say that that a pnuya, a single woman, is able to say that she was a shvuya, that she was captured in time of war, and that when there's a chash that the goyim were ma'anis her, in which case she'd be asura l'koyin, she'd be also to get married to a koyin, she's nemet. It's not her issa, there's nothing wrong with her, she didn't do anything wrong. What we're talking about over here is the husband's issa, it's that his kedusha is kuhunu, still not locha, she's nemet. As this would seem clearly to contradict her aim, all the gedolei achronim are suggesting mahalchim to be miyash. The other mahalach that's over here, Mufurish in the Rishonim on the block by us, is the mahalach of the Ran. The Ran says that the reason why the Mishnah Achronim, and by the way, we understand that this Nekuda of the Reim is enough of the Chiddush, that could be that's why Mishnah Rishonim argued. Mishnah Rishonim held that she is the menace on an Isser of his that affect her, that's also called her status. Maybe that's what Mishnah Rishonim held. The Ran suggests an alternative over there also, it's a Chiddush, so that's why we can understand the Mishnah Rishonim held that way. The Ran suggests that the reason why there's no Shavya Nafshe Chetira the Yisura as a general rule is because she is Meshubetim. The idea of, let's go back to the Ktsois, of Hoidos Baldin, Shavya Nafshe being similar to Hoidos Baldin always works. A person can say that he owes somebody else money, but not where it's Chav Lacher. I can say, I can be Moidir that I owe somebody $100, but if I also have, if I owe somebody $100, and that's known, and I admit that a choiv, I have a shtar choiv against somebody else, and I admit that that shtar choiv was paid, even though that's a hoidos baldin, but it's chav lachem, because the person who I owe money to won't be able to collect midin shibud reb nosin, where if Reuven owes Shimon money, Shimon owes Levi money, Reuven can go straight to Levi, or Levi can go straight to Reuven, in which case, if I owe somebody money, but I'm also owed money, if I get rid of the money that's owed to me, I say that that choyv was paid, I'm getting rid of an ability to collect the choyv on the par for the schools of the person who I owe money to, and not nemun. Hoidos baldin b'mokim shechav lacher. Says the Ran, a similar concept is true by Shavya Nafshe. Shavya Nafshe I can only say about myself. I can't say about somebody else. Since Isha Meshubedes to live in a bailo as husband and wife, so to a certain extent it's chav lacher. She's not Shavya Nafshe. She's talking about somebody else. Al Kandibri Aran, again, this is a Chiddush. We can understand the Mishnah Rishonah disputed this. The problem with Aran is that, again, this is a Sugi Mefuresh, it's not that way. The Sugi Ksuvos Dav Tes says clearly a husband says, Pesach Masuach Mutsasi. He says that his wife was Nenso. I'm sorry, was Zinso. He is nemon to ask his wife on him. He's going to have to divorce his wife, give her a ksuba, all discussion back and forth in the sugi and ksuba stuff. But he's nemon to ask his wife on him. What do you mean? He's meshuba to her. The same way she's meshuba to him. A married couple's meshuba to each other. Same way she has a shibut to live with him, his husband and wife. He has a shibut to live with her as man and wife. And over there it says that she's nemon. The Rishonim will explain over this, but didn't Shavya Nafshe Chetira d'Yisura, this would seem to clearly contradict the Ran's approach. So Reb Chaim Shmulevitz suggests, well, there's many Chiddushim discussed, Kashas and Mahalchim discussed in Achronim. We'll go to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, who suggests a sweeping way of looking at this sugya, and with that he explains the Kashas, does away with all the difficulties on the Re'im and on the Mahalchim of the Ran. And he says that really what we call one klal, Shavya Nafshe Chetira d'Yisura, is really two. It's more or less the basic ideas the way we said before from the Truma Sakri and from the Ktois. There's one din that when a person is a bailin on something or on himself, so he is the one to give halachic status to himself. This is Sugya Menvava Mebezub Chaim Shmulevitz brings, where a person who is known to be living as a yid for many years. He's been living in the community, and after many years, he says, "This gayarti beni ubeinatzmi. I know I'm living like a yid, but lemaisa, I was megayar without a halachic gerus. Something again that can come up as manazer. Somebody living a fine, upstanding member of the community. They've been giving him mafter yoyne for the last 30 years. He's a good member of the community. He's He's married off children, so on and so forth. He's made simchas. And he says he's a goy. He says that he was megayer only with a conservative bezdin. Possible. There's no gayrus. He's a goy gomer. What's his status? The halacha is that he's nemon to be kaveh for himself that he's a goy. What's the pshat in that? He's talking about other people also. But since it's his status, it's himself, a person is the final decider on himself as having a halachic status. By them, we find the same way by Erechon and Bisur, maybe in the case where Erechon is not an Bisur, but where something belongs to a person, he is the one to decide to give it a halachic status. He's never going to be other people. That's one part of Shavya Nafshi. Another part of Shavya Nafshi Ketiri Disura is not so much in terms of Bailus, but in terms of since a person is saying to Aser himself, the Torah believes him the same way the Torah believed the person to be Chav La'atzmai, like Hador's Bal did, and that's not mitzad that he's the Bailim, so he's the one to give himself a halakhic status, but that's more Midin Nemonis. The first part, the Bailim, Ladavki is believed historically. Just means that the Torah decides each thing and each person, their halakhic status, partially decided on how they define themselves. Not that necessarily we know that everything they say is true, but a person is kivei his own status. The second din, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levin says, is takan emonus, like Hador's Bal Din, similar to the way we described from the Ktzoyis, that there's mamish and emonus ke'edim, Hador's Bal Din kemei edim, dom v'shavya nashkedir desu as well, is like to edim. And there has nothing to do with the shame bailim, but it has to do with a person is nemon to give himself a din iser. He's nemon. Chaim Shmulevitz, in order to make it ring a little bit sharper, calls one shavye anav shechatir desu. You see, sometimes the Rishonim use one lashon, and sometimes the other lashon. Shavye anav shechatir desu, shavye nafshe. He says that shavye nafshe chatir desu is an emonus like a hidos baldin. Shavye anav shechatir desu, a person Shavya Nafshe means he's making himself into a Chatiha Disur. It's Midin Bailam. Shavya An Nafshe means a person is giving himself a din, he's Nemon, to create a din that he's Mechuyev to live with. He's Nemon on a story, and he's going to have to keep it to the point where we'll give him Malkus. The Achronim even discuss Shavya Nafshe, Din Daraisa, the Rabban, the Gemara says, and then the Kedushin, that we'll use Shavya Nafshe, and when a person decides his status, we'll give him Misa B'Bezdin. That means that's not the Rabbonon, he's Nemon Gomer, it's like Eidus. Shavya Anafshe means that he has a right to say Eidus to what's Negeh, his personal mitzvah observance. Shavya Nafshe means he has the Bailus over his status to be convey his status even for others. Explains in Chaim Shmuel Levitz that when we're talking about a person being the Bailum over himself, so there we understand that a person can only define the dinim that are his. Dinim that he's meshubit to somebody else are not his dinim. Shavya Nafshi is only insofar that it's only your dinim. But rega that you're talking about infringing on somebody else's chusim, what the Ran calls meshubit, he's meshubit to his wife's meshubit to him, they're not nemon on each other. Or I'm sorry, they're not even nemon on themselves. Midin Shavya Nafshi chatich disura. How could you talk about something that's meshubit to somebody else? It's like Hidol Aldin, v'machom shechav lacher, that's not nemon. However, when we talk about Shavye Anafshe, we're talking about not defining oneself insofar as being the Bailim, so you're able to be kaveh the halakhic status of yourself. You're Nemon to give yourself dinim in any area of Shulchan Aruch. You're Nemon to say that this is the din. Legabi, your personal, and Bezin will enforce that. Legabi, that din, it could be that he's Meshubatir, it could be she's Meshubatim, but they're still Nemon on themselves. She's Nemon, like Eidus, to say that she's not, that she has a Nisa Derais to live with her husband. He's Nemon to say Pesach Masuch Matzasi. The Meshubit law would not help for that. The Ran will also have to come on to a different Svar. And that is, the Svar of the Reim. The Reim says that a person is only Nemon Shavya Anafshe Chatichi Disura to define the dinim that are for him. He could be keveya that he is mechuyev to be knowing this din. That's only if it's your din. A husband in Ksuvah Daftes is nemon. Enachnami, he's not nemon like the Ran says because he's meshubit. He's not the bailam on himself because he's partially meshubit to her, like the Ran says. But he would still be nemon to say that he's not allowed to live with his wife. He's allowed to be kaveh for himself. That has to do with mitzvah observance, nothing to do with shibudim, nothing to do with personal ownership, personal right to decide one's personal status. I'm not deciding my status. I'm just saying that I'm chuyiv to stay away from this woman. I claim that I'm not allowed to live with her. She's awesome to me. That he'd be nemon, even his meshubit. Zokter Reim, Masha'en came when we're talking about an issa that's unique to a koyin. So we're not talking about her issa. Over there, the husband is deciding his issa. He's a koyin in the Surah Yungsuba's daf. He's not allowed to live with her. That's his personal mitzvah observance. He's nemon on himself that he's not allowed to live with her. The Surah by us is she talking. She, it's not her mitzvah. But the Reim will also be masking to the Ran. That where there's a bailam, where she's a bailam on herself, she could define her status halakhically, and that's why in Ksubas Daf Chav Beis, where we're talking about an issue that's not married, she's the sole bailam on herself, she could define herself as a woman who's a Asura L'Koyin. So Mizel Mizel Tanach Yodcha, the Ran and the Rosh are both, the Ran and the Reim are both correct, both of them need each other. To get away from the Kasha of Shibudim from Ksubas Daf Tes, we need to say like the Reim. And to get away from the sugya in Ksubas Daf Chav Beis, where we're talking about an isha that's a pnuya, a woman that's under her own jurisdiction, saying on herself her halakhic status, we'll have to say like the Ran. So mizel mizel tanach yotch, we need both svaros. This is the way Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains the sugya, and it does away with most, if not all, of the kashas of the achronim. Yitz Hashem, the next year we'll see where this is, where the achronim play off the svaros of the Rishonim against each other, and Lefi Dvareinu, both of them are necessary to make the halacha nice.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.